The John Murphy Show on Buffalo Bills Radio.
John Murphy Show presented by NOCO. One Bills Drive, and the halls are crawling with rookies this week. They are here, including the draft picks, including the guy who's in the studio with us right now. The Bills' third-round pick, the linebacker from the University of Louisville, Preston Brown, in studio with us. Preston, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me.
How's it feel the first day or two here with the Buffalo Bills? What's it like for you, pro football?
Yeah, it feels good. I mean, it's truly a blessing to be in the NFL and Bills organization, so it was a great feeling.
You were selected in the third round on Friday night. Is that about where you thought you might go when you went into the draft this year?
Yeah, that's what I've been telling myself and my family throughout the whole process. I'll probably go around the third round.
And did you have any preference where you wanted to go? When the Bills pulled your name, were you okay with that?
Oh, yeah, I was excited. I was running around the house, jumping up and down, ready to get to Buffalo.
You grew up in Cincinnati. Were you a Bengals fan growing up?
Yes, I was.
What are your impressions of the Buffalo Bills before you got here? What did you think of this franchise or this team?
Mm-hmm. Only thing I really knew growing up was about the four consecutive Super Bowls. That was the biggest thing that I really knew about them, just seeing on NFL Network and things.
Yeah, it's a part of NFL history, isn't it, the Buffalo Bills? And the Bengals played into some of that, too. The Bills beat the Bengals in some of those championship games. You had a standout high school football career in Northwest High School in Cincinnati, and some people were surprised that the almost hometown Buckeyes didn't make a run at you. Were you looking to go to Ohio State when you got out of high school?
I never did. I mean, they asked me to come to a camp, but that was about it. I never really been a fan of Ohio State.
I was
a fan of Miami, Florida growing up, and that national championship game with the pass interference and all that. Yeah. I never liked them ever since.
Yeah. Okay. What about you initially committed to your hometown team, University of Cincinnati?
Yeah.
And tell me about that and then the decision to leave there and go to Louisville.
Well, I committed my sophomore year under Brian Kelly. He left and went to Notre Dame, so then Brian Kelly came in, but then Coach Strong called me from down at Louisville, and I took a visit and just fell in love down there.
What did you like about Louisville?
Just the family atmosphere down there. It was a really great. I love the coaches. They were all father figures to me, and just city and all was just a great place.
Coach Strong has built a great program down there, didn't he? And really almost revitalized the Louisville football program that had hit hard times for a couple of years.
Yeah.
What was that like to be part of that, to be part of building a big-time program down there at Louisville?
Oh, well, it was great. I mean, coming in, we were having losing seasons after losing season, but Coach Strong turned it around. We got some good players on the team. Saw four guys got drafted this year from Louisville, so we just had some great players, and he just developed us the right way.
This is in your resume. When you were in the starting lineup for the Louisville Cardinals, 30 wins, 4 losses, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that. I mean, you have to feel like you coming out of a program that knows what winning is all about coming here to the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I'm just trying to bring the aspect of any way I can help the team win. If it's on special teams, on defense, no matter what I can do, I'll go out there and play fullback if I need to. I'm just out there to help the team win.
How much special teams did you play at Louisville, and what did you like about special teams?
I played special teams all 4 years, and that's really how I got my start, because I started my first game as a freshman against Kentucky, but after that I was really on special teams in and out, so that was where I got my start. So I love special teams, and I hopefully continue to do it.
How many it says you appeared in 13 games as a freshman. How many starts did you get as a freshman?
I only had that first game versus Kentucky.
What happened?
Well, actually, my first play was a touchdown. I remember the play. It was Phil Cowboy. The guy ran right past me and scored like a 37-yard touchdown. So I was out after that.
What did they say? What did the coaches say?
It was too many cuss words and other things. But, I mean.
You were a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, I really didn't know anything. That's why I'm coming in the NFL really trying to learn before I get out there and mess around.
And you obviously recovered well from that. And by the time you were a sophomore, your second year, 2011, you were a second-team all-conference. So, obviously, you learned from that and probably other experiences you had in your first year there, right?
Yeah, it was the coaches really helped me get along through the program. They really developed us. There was a couple of players, Marcus Smith as well, who ended up, he came in as a quarterback. So, they really developed us well throughout those 4 years.
We're with Preston Brown, the linebacker, the Bills' third-round pick out of Louisville. You started at outside linebacker in your second year, and when did they move you inside to the middle linebacker spot?
Well, we had a middle linebacker senior, so I played outside Sam, and then through the middle of the year, I switched to Will. So once he graduated, my junior year, I went to Mike and played that ever since.
And do you feel like that's your natural position to be inside to play the Mike linebacker?
I mean, I feel I can do both as well. I mean, I have no problem playing on the outside. I think it's fun being out there in space on number two or actually getting some sacks off the edge, so that's always a good part, but I feel probably more suitable in the middle.
And why is that? What do you like about playing in the middle? There's a lot more traffic in the middle, isn't there?
Yeah, I just like being a quarterback of the defense. That's the best thing, having command the whole defense, checking the plays, being a quarterback. I just enjoy that.
What about stopping the run? I mean, as the Mike guy, as a middle linebacker, that's your primary duty, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And that's something I took pride in throughout my whole career. Last year, I think we ended up number one in run defense and number one defense overall. So that's one thing we really took into account. It was really just a race to the ball every play.
How much have the Buffalo Bills talked to you about that? Because this is a team that's had trouble stopping the run in recent years.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's why they have Brandon Spikes here. So I'm here to learn from him. He's another Coach Strong guy. So hopefully I get some questions answered from him on how he handled his 4 years in the NFL.
Have you met Brandon yet?
Yeah, I met him downstairs in all the meeting rooms and things.
It's almost like he could be your mentor, at least getting started here, right?
Mm-hmm, I hope so. I hope I'm following everything he shows me right now.
It's kind of a character.
Yeah, he is.
He's kind of a crazy guy. I like the way your career at Louisville ended in the regular season. You played at Cincinnati, and it seems like you played maybe the best game of your whole college career in your hometown at Cincinnati. What did that feel like?
Oh, anytime I got to go back to Cincinnati, it was always a great time. So I just try to put my best effort out there every game. But when that Cincinnati game's come around, it's always that check on your schedule. So it was fun to go out there my last game.
Did you have a lot of friends and family when you played games at Cincinnati?
Oh, yeah. It was always a big crowd there. And I ended up winning the last two games. So it was a good experience every time I got to go home.
Well, Preston, you've been here now a day or two with the Buffalo Bills. What's the typical day like for you guys, you rookies here in the Bills complex?
Wake up for the bus ride around 6 and probably get back at the – back in our little apartment around 5 probably, but throughout the day we're just meeting and working out and physicals and pulling and prodding and everything. So it's just been a good couple of days so far.
And it's the meetings, you meet not with the other rookies, you meet with the whole linebacker group? Is that how it works?
Linebacker and the defense, the whole defense.
And the good thing, I guess, from this standpoint would be that it's a new defense. So you're all, you and the veterans are starting from square one, I would think, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, we're not that far off. That's the best thing about it. So, I mean, we're kind of pulling in the things that we're learning with them, and then we'll go back with coach and learn the basics.
Is it a complex defense, Preston?
It can be, but, I mean, I'm sure I'll get it. I'll grasp it because we had a pretty complex defense back at Louisville with Coach Strong, so I'm sure I'll be fine.
And what have you been able to do besides meeting so far this week? I know you'll be on the field Saturday, Sunday, Monday, but do you guys get to run around, work out, do anything at all physically while you're here this week?
We work out tomorrow. We got the team run and a lift tomorrow, so we'll start exercising tomorrow.
And they probably have testing maybe for you to do, that sort of thing?
Yeah, we already did some the FMS screening tests and all types of things today and physicals.
Did you have a feeling, Preston, that the Buffalo Bills might select you in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, when I saw them move up in the first round, I thought they might get me, but instead they took Sammy, so I settled for the third round.
Were you serious?
No, I'm just messing around.
No, you can be confident like that.
But I had a feeling. It was my first visit, and it really was my best visit, so I had a feeling in the back of my mind that it really could end up being Buffalo.
What did you like about the visit? Why was it your best?
When I came here, it just really felt like I was already a part of the team. It was a really family environment with the coaches. Because Coach, he came from Syracuse, a college kind of guy, so I kind of had that same kind of feeling.
During those meetings, I was thinking about, I wondered what kind of impression the Bills might be making. I mean, the parking lot's all torn up. There's construction outside. There's construction workers walking around with hard hats on. And by the way, we just had a brutal winter. I mean, we had winter that lasted until like 3 weeks ago. None of that fazed you. That didn't bother you when you were on your visit here?
Oh, no. Me personally, I love the snow. I hate being hot. So when I heard Buffalo, I was like, that's fine with me because I hate sweating all day. So that was good. But when I came here, it was really probably more construction workers than it was coaches in the building.
Yeah.
But they showed me the new blueprints and everything. So it's going to be pretty nice when it's all finished up.
In a sense, maybe you went through this at Louisville too. You get a chance to be in on the ground floor of building something pretty good here with the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I hope so.
Preston, thank you very much for coming by. We appreciate you. Good luck to you this week and going forward. Thanks.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Preston Brown, middle linebacker for the Buffalo Bills in studio with us. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.